This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Aria.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. You're certainly welcome to. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk live. And we're talking about a story. Apparently, the IMF has given Ecuador like $4.2 billion. And this happened right about the time that Julian Assange gets kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and we're just kind of, you know, speculating on that. But we got sidetracked, and this is in Free Talk Live. We do get sidetracked. We talk about different issues, and Aria said she wanted to do away with jails.
Indeed,
100%.
Yes,
Melanie.
I don't know what issues would necessarily be had in the absence of the state. Okay. I'm leaning strongly that way.
Okay. So I would not say this. I will, however, state that I don't think that prisons, which should be distinguished from jails as, in this, for the sake of this conversation, this isn't always true in America, but for the sake of this conversation, we'll say prison is for post-sentence punishment, and jail is for pre-sentence confinement. Right? So these two things exist for a reason, and the pre-sentence confinement exists for a reason, is because some people won't show up for court.
Well, the goal, right, is to alter the way people behave in society so that they're better people, they're better individuals. Prison is supposed to be a deterrent. Jail is supposed to be a deterrent, all that kind of thing.
Yep.
The issue is it doesn't work. And it's been psychologically proven that rewarding good behavior is a far more effective way of affecting someone's behavior than punishing bad behavior.
I have read that that is the case.
So absent the state, you would have a free market. And what that effectively does, in real terms, is it rewards people who do things that society feels are good. It rewards people who are hard workers, who are honest, who have integrity.
Yep.
It rewards those people
naturally. Do you think jails and prisons are full of people who are were hardworking, honest, and had integrity, but that somehow just ended up on the wrong side of the law and thrown in jail? Anyway, let me finish my statement before we go any further. So jails should be, or prisons, excuse me, should be for people who have committed violent crimes, in my opinion. People who are too dangerous to be with other people. You know, jails are for pre-sentence confinement, but that pre-sentence confinement should be very short. And I'm talking about in a span of weeks. And those weeks should be single digits, and they should be on the low side. If you can't put together a case against somebody in that period of time, then you can't, you shouldn't, I mean, speedy trial. It's guaranteed in the Constitution. You can't do that. They shouldn't have it.
You wouldn't even need jails for that unless you have a rampant crime rate. Because you don't need a whole building that holds hundreds of thousands of people. You just need a couple of cells at the police department.
Well, the sheriff is traditionally the holder of the keys to the jail. And so the police department, not so much. Usually they give them over to the sheriff. But that's the idea, is that a jail is just a place with a bunch of rooms. And I would say, yes, I'm talking about emptying these places out to the tune of 90%. I'm saying that prisons, by and large, have nonviolent offenders, and most of those nonviolent offenders are people who were doing drugs or something. If you legalize drugs and let people be responsible for their own actions, then you will have, A, the people who are in for drug offenses are all gone. B, the people who commit crimes to get drugs won't be there. What I mean is, nearly won't be there. What I mean is there's very few people who are in prison right now for committing a crime to obtain alcohol. It's because alcohol is relatively cheap. You can beg the amount of money that it takes to get a fifth of cheap liquor. I was, as a matter of fact, I was at the liquor store not too long ago. I saw they had a 1.75 liters, which is a lot of vodka, 1.75 liters for $9.95. If you go out with a sign that says, I need $10 for liquor today, I'll bet you you can get it by the end of the day. You might have to work, but, you know, begging is working, but you can do it. So the same would be true for things like heroin and cocaine in a marketplace where these things have been legal for a long time because, well, you know, aspirin isn't very expensive and it wouldn't be that hard to create drugs. So what I'm saying is that the people then who commit crimes to get drugs wouldn't be in prison either because, well, they wouldn't need to commit the crimes. So you would be down to stupid kids committing burglaries, you know, just because, well, burglaries, you know, no good reason.
Yeah.
You would have, and those kids can be reached, right? In a lot of cases, it's just catching them one time. But, you know, if you're talking about a burglar, There's progressions of sentences, of punishments that we could work on for burglaries.
What if you thought when you say kids, you talk about people who are underage, you can solve that problem by kind of removing the concept of underage and letting when people are free reflect kind of their family culture and family income. So if you're 15, you're not sitting around bored, unable to go work and start your life just because, you know, the state decided that shouldn't happen
arbitrary
for another
number.
3 years.
Agreed. I think that would be helpful.
Well, I was working when I was 15.
I was working when I was 12,
I still took share in my fair part of teenage burglaries.
I sadly was one of those kids.
But you weren't allowed to move. You weren't allowed to get an apartment. You still had to live under someone else's, you know, varying level of sanity or psychoticness kind of, you know, at random. So I still don't think that solves it. So yeah, you can go.
I don't think it solves it, but I think it couldn't hurt, Melanie. Right? Like the idea of making it so that young people can work and might have something to do rather than going and causing trouble. Yes, Aria, you and I did, but that doesn't mean that they all would.
But I mean, the reasons we did it weren't because we were bored or anything like that. Well, I mean, I guess it was technically boredom because there was certainly no real financial gain or anything like that.
Right. Same here. I mean, this is, I don't know what you'd call it, but I'd have to call it a burglary, sneaking into somebody's house. I didn't take anything from the house that I can recall anything of any import, but I went into, you know, sometimes there'd be abandoned houses. You know, it's Florida.
It was always abandoned houses.
People die. Only
once did we go into a house where somebody lived, and we immediately left, and we never went into anybody else's house after that.
Yeah.
Abandoned
scary.
Or not. Yeah.
But, you know, that's, let's go on. So, sex crimes need to be mentioned here.
Sure.
These are the crimes that become far more prolific as a percentage in countries like the Western European countries where they've kind of taken care of crime. One of the ways they've taken care of crime is by having better prisons, not by having no prisons, mind you. The sex offenders, because these people have an entirely different mindset than, say, a burglar or a murderer, they haven't managed to figure out how to disincentivize those folks nearly.
Well, what are we calling a sex offender?
In the case of European crimes, you're not going to get in trouble, I don't believe, for peeing on the sidewalk or something like that. Okay. We're talking about a real sex offense. There's times like, you know, an 18-year-old has a 15-year-old girlfriend or something. I'm not talking about that either. I don't think that that's a twisted mind. I think that that's a vagarity of a calendar. When you put kids in high school and say, no, you can't date, you've created a problem, a societal problem, right? So if you don't want the seniors dating the freshmen, don't put the seniors in the same school as the freshmen. That's all.
Well, I think the larger issue is that, you know, so many people have an issue with the senior dating the freshman in the first place. I think they should work on that and their own issue with it, and rather than attempting to legislate their morality onto everyone else.
I don't really, you know, one way or the other, it's not my really concern. What I hate the most is stupidity. And it is stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, stupid. If you think that you're going to send 18-year-olds, that's the max age for a senior, and 14-year-olds to the same school, and they're not going to date, Some of those 14-year-olds are going to say some of those 18-year-olds are attractive, and some of those 18-year-olds, by God, are going to say the same things. And that they're going to date. They're in the same school. They should be able to date. You put them in the same room together. Stop making stupid decisions if you don't want stupid results. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is, well, it's a live edition. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we bring to you here on Free Talk Live. Now, we have different hosts. I'm not working 7 nights a week, but we've got different folks. Like, for instance, it's Mark with you.
Melanie.
Aria.
Melanie, you're on 7 days a week. Aria, you're guest hosting at this point.
I'm on one day a week.
Yeah, I meant to say one day. one out of 7 days. I don't know. I was jumping ahead in my brain. I wasn't thinking what I said. Sorry about that. But, you know, we make it so that you can call in. If you hear Free Talk Live, we're live. Well, if you're hearing us, we're not necessarily live, because we could be what they call delayed broadcast on a radio station near you. We do make it available for stations to play us whenever is convenient for them. And we do try to make it easy on stations, thanks to all the stations, nearly 200 of them. The number is 855-450-3733. And we get off sidetracked on this conversation about sort of the criminal justice system. And I want to get everybody's opinion here, see if I can learn something. No, I don't. I just want to tell you you're wrong. to pretend that I want to learn something. But what I was saying is that first, I think that drugs should be legalized and people should be responsible for their own actions. And if they're not, they're going to be. Yeah, you know, ultimately, you'll be responsible for your own actions. Like, the world is that way. But that nonviolent offenders like burglars and things like that, we have to come up with some system. I don't think those people should be thrown in prison right off. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think there has to be something for that burglar who just keeps on burglarizing and never quite learns. You got to have something for them, but I don't know if prison's the right thing. We had talked about sex offenders. Clearly, throwing sex offenders in with the regular prison population isn't doing anything for anybody other than creating creating a supply of what we called in prison punks, boys, sissies, you know, these terminology that, sorry, Ari, I'm looking right at you when I'm saying this stuff.
Sorry. there are worse things to be called.
What, a punk, a boy, and a sissy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You prefer not to be called a boy, as I understand it.
I do prefer that.
Yeah. So, and I think that prisons should be reserved for violent crimes. I also think that the European models have demonstrated, like, this isn't even a debate any longer. Look, I vote Republican. I understand what these law and order people say. I get it. You don't want to create a place where people are comfortable. You want to put bad people in a bad place, treat them badly, and then they'll want to get out and they'll want to act good. Well,
that's not how people work.
You're wrong. And all you have to do, this is an issue of ignorance and training. All you have to do is look at what goes on in Europe. I'm not one of these people that says, let's do it like Europe does it. I'm not even that fond of Europe. But if you think that America does it right every time and Europe does it wrong every time, you're a partisan and your opinion stinks.
So I don't think that that's due entirely to their criminal justice system, because Europe also has differences with the U.S. as far as child abuse levels and unwanted child levels, because people in Europe are a lot more prone to use birth control than a lot of places in the U.S. So that has a lot to do with it, too. You can't just say if we hug all the criminals, they'll quit being criminals. Although either system you use, prison is a very expensive proposition, and why would anyone pay for that?
I'm not going to say that if we hug all the criminals, there won't be criminals immediately. But eventually, I think that it would be an adequate solution to the problem without committing aggression against anyone.
Well, putting somebody in prison is an aggression.
It is. It's a response to aggression. Violent retribution. It's vengeance.
Aggression is, in the libertarian sphere, is defined as an initiation of force.
Yes.
So if
after
someone,
the fact, you're initiating it against them.
What's that?
Retaliation is initiation.
See, I don't agree. I think retaliation is retaliation. It's a different form of force.
I think it's an arbitrary temporal distinction, because then, okay, so is 5 years retaliation? I think most people would say yes. Well, what about 1 month? Well, what about, this was 1 second? That temporal difference is I don't see how that's morally relevant.
So how long it takes in order to respond to the crime?
Yeah.
So,
it can have practical effects, but I don't see how it's, because it's not nothing's instantaneous because you can't move that fast as a human being.
Sure.
Or even as a beam of light, you can't move that fast. There's going to be lag. You're arguing over a moral difference among time differences in lag.
So what I would be saying is that people who are violent, have shown a propensity for violence, are more likely to be violent in the future unless they have some kind of life-changing circumstance. If they have the life-changing circumstance, maybe that circumstance occurred in prison. It certainly did for me. Although I do not consider myself to be guilty of what I was charged with and went to prison for, that doesn't change the fact that I definitely matured, I definitely grew up, and I definitely had life-changing circumstances when I was in prison.
Well, most people do between the ages of 17 and 20-something.
That's a really relevant point, is that if you released everybody out of prison at age 35, then the likelihood of them returning tends to be quite low, especially if those people have had training and these sorts of things. And in the European model, again, I'm going back, you'll find that they get treated with respect while they're in prison. They aren't, you know, yelled at and called names and all the things that go on in American prisons. Believe me, I know. Or at least I know how it used to be, and I suspect it hasn't changed one whit. I think it's probably a more dangerous place than it was when I was even there. Although, it, some would argue that these that ultimately they get training, they get opportunities. There wasn't really much of that at all, and the prisons were stressed. There were too many people there. They have one person cells, their own little room where they don't have to deal with a roommate and that kind of thing. All these things, I think, give an opportunity for somebody to grow and adjust and change their ways of doing things. I'm not looking at this from a moral standpoint of how quickly can I give retribution or whatever. I'm looking at this from a practical standpoint of people who are a danger to other people need to be separated from society while they're, changed, or if they haven't been killed while they're being a threat to somebody else. Is that what you guys are advocating for here? Is this basically, if we just shot them all, then we wouldn't have to deal with it.
Yeah, so if it's
to an extent.
Yeah.
For the most part, if it's a crime, if you consistently rob people in the absence of the state or even just in the absence of homicide laws, at some point you're going to stop robbing people because you're dead. So
yeah, right.
That kind of solves that problem.
All the people that have been shot by people while they were robbing, all the robbers that have been shot by people while robbing have committed no more robberies. Right. I mean, it's 100% true. I don't feel bad for robbers. It's just that I know that people can do bad things and then change their minds. And then
they can. And that's why I'm not a fan of the death penalty and things like that, because it denies those people the right to have those changes of heart.
And what I would say is where do those people decide to have those changes? Because a lot of people need consequences to actions in order to decide that those actions aren't worth committing and what, decide to change their ways. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to answer that question. Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a part of our growing up. It's a part of our culture. It's a part of our lives. That's a truly great cathedral.
Notre Dame is burning. Fire erupted on the roof, which eventually brought down the spire atop the cathedral. Hundreds of people in Paris are watching in shock as the firemen battle the blaze. On Thursday morning, the Justice Department is expected to release a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the release means people will be able to make up their own minds about Attorney General William Barr's short summary of the report, which he put out shortly after getting it from Mueller.
His review of the facts and his decision was that it didn't. However, that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't going to have a different opinion.
President Trump tweeted again, questioning the origins of the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Aria.
Number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you invest money, well, even if you don't invest money, what happens to the stock market affects you. I manage money for an organization, and that organization, I have to pay attention to these things. We've had a pretty good run in the stock market over the last many months. I think it's the longest bull run in U.S. history. What that means is, at some point, it stops. When the bull run stops, then the bear run starts. When the bear run starts, this tends to historically be true, is that metals, precious metals, tend to do well. Maybe not immediately, but as the bear run increases, you tend to see an uptick in precious metals. If you believe that that's going to be the case this next go-around, I kind of do, then you're going to want to be educated in investments in silver and gold. Silver specifically regarding the Morgan Report. If you go to themorganreport.com, you can get the work there of David Morgan. He's an expert in silver and tangible investments. He's been putting out a newsletter for many years. And as a matter of fact, he does even personal guidance. You can get his premium newsletters, whatever it is. He's got it. Whatever level of guidance you might need, he's got it. Go to themorganreport.com. I have spoken to David Morgan, and I do consider him to be an expert in this field. and he's got my, you know, I'd be comfortable listening to what he has to say on many of these topics. TheMorganReport.com. There's also a telephone number there you can get from the website. I could give it to you here, but the chances are good you're jogging or in the car, these sorts of things. So it's easier to remember TheMorganReport.com. If you don't remember it now, you'll certainly remember it when the stock market crashes and you wish that you could have some place to put your money. Wouldn't it be better to put your money in some precious metals now before the crash occurs? TheMorganReport.com. We were talking here on the air. It's Mark with you. Did I already do introductions? Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. We were talking on the air about sort of what to do with people who have committed crimes as they exist today. Now, I have laid out, you guys, if the listener, if you're just tuning in and you haven't heard this, you can go to the archives at archives.freetalklive.com. We usually put the show up within a couple of hours after it is complete, and then you can hear everything that was said, but I'm not going to recap everything. Basically, I went through what I would do with certain classifications of crimes. And y'all, Melanie and Aria here, my two southern women, you have different ideas. You think I'm wrong about, you know, incarceration and things like that, and that's fine. I want to hear what you've got to say. So I'm going to start, Melanie, you want to start with you?
Yeah, so...
I want to start with nonviolent offenders like burglars. Somebody who... I've got a friend.
I don't know if I agree that burglary is nonviolent.
All right, well, what are you going to do with burglars?
When you find them, you shoot them while they're... burglaring.
You're going to shoot somebody who's in your house taking a television set that they're going to pawn for $100?
Well, you don't know that they're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Burglars are
That's
very unlikely to have guns.
That's why it's not necessarily nonviolent.
Most people who are in prison for armed burglary stole the gun that they found in the house. They didn't come to the house with a gun. That's not to say they couldn't shoot you, but they're not likely to have done it. And I always have felt like that's a crime where the spirit of the law is not being honored. But
yeah, I don't feel like that's a risk that's properly allocated to the victim. I don't think that almost any risk is a risk that's properly allocated
to
the victim.
No, I agree with you.
So you either have a horrible society where people are doing this thing all the time, in which case you need to change the way you raise people and the way you treat people and the way you react to things and the way people act, and you're not going to solve that by expensive, inefficient... I mean, like, just warehousing people is kind of... a grossly inefficient thing to do.
Yes.
Or you don't have that kind of society, and so you have your outliers. And so if they're in the middle of violently aggressing against someone, you can kill them. If they're not, then maybe you
can
just...
call burglary violently aggressing. Because they're stealing people's property, and their property used to be... You know, the property is evidence of work that they have created.
Burglary is too vague. I mean, it's up to the victim to look at the guy and decide if they think that they're a threat.
I can see you've already gendered the criminal. Go ahead. It probably
I don't know
is.
That guy is a gender-specific term.
Oh, yeah.
If I wake up, though, and I see somebody in my house, I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, maybe they're not armed. You know,
what about?
I'm going to shoot first and ask questions later.
Right. Well, I guess that's what you're going to do. I certainly would not do that. Now, then again,
really?
No, I would not.
If you woke up and there was somebody in your house, you would not.
You have a kid who you don't necessarily know where they are at this point.
Right. So I would. First off, I've already committed myself to not.
Well, yeah, and I guess Mark Kent doesn't necessarily have this option, but in Ancapistan, where they're on our gun laws.
Well, there's more options than you might think. I'm not the, although it is illegal for me to carry a gun, and it is not illegal for me to pick up a gun in a life-threatening situation and use it. It's not illegal for Mrs. Edge to own a gun either. So it's not like there's not guns somewhere that could be used, potentially. And there are actually some really good air rifles out there, too. And that's legal, as far as I can tell, in the United States for me
to own. Yeah. But so if I can assess that it's some 12-year-old trying to steal Pokemon cards or whatever,
yeah,
they don't need to die. I might need to smack their parents or something, but they don't need to die. If it's somebody who's, I can't tell what they're trying to do, and it's dark, and my baby's in the other room,
yeah, you don't want to get
my problem.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to stir up Mama Bear. But I wouldn't presume if I saw one person that there was a second. That's one thing. right? So I don't need to, you know,
I wasn't
down...
even necessarily making that assumption. It's like you came in and started moving stuff.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to make assumptions about what you did and didn't move.
Sometimes people stumble into houses drunk. You know, these things happen too.
And then anyway, shoot the occupant.
What's that?
Yeah,
and then shoot the occupant and say, it was dark and I thought it was my
apartment. That's the risk you take when you wander around outside drunk. I mean...
They sometimes do that. You're right. All right. So next question. You've got your you know, bloodlust slaked here. You've shot some burglars. Now on to DUI. What do we do with people who have gone on the road and inadvertently played chicken with you know, everybody who's who's on the road?
Same solution.
Shoot them?
No. No, same overarching solution. Shooting them is a means to an end.
Uh-huh. What's that end?
Solving the problem.
Okay.
Of burglars, right?
Solving the problem of DUI people is shooting them.
No, you can ban them from the roads because the roads are private at this point.
Death is ultimately the solution to that problem. Eventually, they're going to wreck and kill themselves.
But I don't want them to wreck and kill themselves into me.
I would prefer that not happen as well. But if the alternative is to aggress against them for doing something that I don't approve of or that I think is reckless... I would choose to be run over.
So you want to get rid of jails because you are philosophically against jails, but you're okay with people just getting back in a car after they've been caught over and over again with a DUI and not giving them a punishment?
I've met many people who are capable of driving drunk without causing an accident.
Sure. I'm not...
Look, those people probably won't get caught... At least not in any kind of reasonable system. So if you're driving exactly like everybody else, you don't really stand out. If you're driving recklessly...
But you're going to get in a wreck at some point, just because people get in wrecks at some point.
So if roads are private, and they would be, and I ban drunk driving from my road, or, you know, Easy Pass Corporation bans drunk driving on their road...
As they would.
Now you're trespassing, and you can remove that person, and if they keep doing it, or even on a first offense, if that's what you want to do... You can ban them from the road, or ban them from driving on the road, at least.
Yeah, and if they
what
don't,
do they do if they don't you know, abide by the ban?
Now they're trespassing, and you can remove them.
Like shoot them? How do you?
You could remove them before. Traffic probably not the best idea, but you can remove them.
You're just talking about continually removing people, though. That's no solution. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Love to hear your thoughts.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. This topic here of what we should do with the do-batters has really churned up the studio here. The number, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
Aria.
And real quick, before we go to the calls here, I want to tell you about Freedom Fest. It's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Undisputed. Freedom Fest theme this year is the Wild West. Was it a time of liberty and opportunity or lawlessness and violence? You're going to determine this by the end of Freedom Fest. They've got great guests, big-time guests. Penn Jillette, doesn't get much bigger than that. Job Mackey, the former CEO of Whole Foods. Candace Owens, her name's on everybody's lips these days. Kevin O'Leary and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank. They got movie. They got TV stars. What do you want? Stephen Moore, now appointed to the Federal Reserve Board. Grover Norquist, greatest libertarian activist in the nation. The guy who sits on the board of Taxpayer of the U.S. or something. I don't know what the organization is exactly, but he's doing great work. All kinds of folks: libertarians, conservatives, liberals, people just open-minded and trying to find solutions. They're mingling together to hear real debates and share real solutions. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Get your tickets now. We're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Plus, it's Vegas, people. It's in Vegas. I can't get much better than that. If you are not yet convinced, go to freedomfest.com/FTL anyway, and you get the five best speeches from last year for free. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz is the only place you're going to get these. Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free. freedomfest.com/FTL. When you buy your ticket, use coupon code FTL50, save $50. Coupon code FTL50 at freedomfest.com/FTL. Let's go to Jeanette here, calling in from Chattanooga. Jeanette, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Number one, if you're breaking into my house, you deserve to be shot.
Jeanette, at this point, we're three for three on the ladies. Gentlemen.
Well, I mean, that's my house.
Yes, you're right.
You have no business in my house, and you can't stumble in it drunk because the doors are locked. So you deserve to be shot.
There you go.
Number two, if you're drinking and driving, I believe you should give a person a chance. Put them in rehab. If they don't change and they come out and do it again, then they need to serve their time in jail. Because I'd rather see someone in jail than to be out here killing someone else innocent on the road.
I think they should be completely responsible for whatever their actions are. If their first time drinking and driving results in them harming somebody, they should they should have to pay restitution until that person's made whole. And
that
could be a long time with medical costs these days.
Definitely. Number three, if you're a sex offender, you need to cut it off and hang them.
You're going to hang them and cut it off? Why not just cut it off?
Yeah. I'm going to cut it off first, let them suffer, and then hang them.
Yep.
They don't deserve to walk the face of the earth.
Yeah, and if by sex offender we mean what a normal human being thinks of in their
I'm
mind,
I'm talking
you
if you're
sex offender,
if you're if you're abusing a child sexually.
Well, okay, so say a child
ten down
should have a cut
10,
off.
12 down. I think it should be cut off and hang them.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I still would not.
Why?
Okay, well, tell me what you would do here in this circumstance, Aria. I'm very curious.
I would shun them. I would not befriend them.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
I would let free market activism take its toll without aggressing against
so
them.
So other people would shoot
them. So you're going to let them keep abusing
other
children.
No, other people wouldn't shoot them. They would be unable to get jobs and things like that. They would be unable to be productive members of society until they reformed themselves.
What? You don't come back from
people
that.
People don't forgive that, though.
That's why I advocate forgiveness, in fact.
They're going to have to rob someone before they, you know, get forgiven and repent. So that's just shooting them with extra steps, really.
Do you know what abusing children does to a child?
Probably nothing good.
Well,
exactly.
The trans chick certainly didn't have
so
an easy childhood.
You want someone to be forgiven who has messed up a child for life.
I do indeed.
For life? No. Sorry.
Well, as someone who has been messed up for life by various child abuses and the murder of my mother, I would say that I get to say whether or not a person is going to be permanently messed up for life and whether or not they can
at least in your circumstance, I would say that's true.
I can say the same. I can say the same. And they need to have it cut off and hung.
Well, I don't want to get into the victim, Schwantz measuring contest, but, I think that this is a hot topic, Ari, and I think it's a lot to ask from society to forgive somebody who has done, a terribly reprehensible act.
But it's
I must say this
to
about
forgive
sex,
people.
I want to say this about sex offenses, though, that part of the damage of sex offenses is the things that society says about it, right? Like, Jeanette, wouldn't you agree that part of it is we say that this is terrible and it ruins the kids for life, so it's terrible and it ruins the kids for life? That if we perhaps had a different view about it, and I'm not saying we should, I'm just saying that other societies do, right? There are societies out there where adults and kids probably do awful things that, you and I don't really understand.
I mean, are these mentally stable societies, though?
I don't know. I don't live in them. I tend to err on the side of Jeanette here, but...
we're calling them mentally stable or mentally unstable, I mean, who are we to enforce our values on them by demonizing them for having different standards than we do? That's just Dunning-Krugerism.
Dunning-Krugerism means exactly.
It means judging their standards by our own standards when they have a different set of standards.
I don't know how people are going to judge standards by any standards.
They don't have standards.
That's why it's Dunning-Krugerish.
Okay. Jeanette, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I mean, we definitely live in a messed up world. But
it's not going to get any better by, doing kids.
It is. It will. No. I was not saying I did not expect that to go that direction.
Right.
It will be made better, though, with more forgiveness and more love and more peace and more compassion.
Yeah, so there's a certain level of messed up that I'm willing to tolerate from a person just by the fact of they live in a messed up world. But most people don't rape children, so that in and of itself tells me that that's not just the world doing that to you. That was you. That was you and you alone. And you got to go, because we can't tolerate that.
Well, I'm not going to allow any person to escape responsibility for their actions. I'm certainly not going to let the burglar or the drug addict or the child rapist go, oh, well, I'm just a victim of society myself. No, you made your decisions. You acted as an individual. You're responsible for those choices.
But you're saying that the consequences is that we all forgive them and...
I'm saying we should.
Well, let me. So you were saying that if somebody's caught in the commission of an act, if they're doing something that's threatening, they can be shot and killed.
Yes.
Like you were just saying, I'm a shooter burglar in my house.
In self defense.
Well,
not retaliation.
You're calling it self defense. I mean, at this point, you know, it's.
Well, the difference may not be a passage of time. The difference is that the act is ongoing.
Okay. Right. I get it. It's in the commission of the crime.
Yes.
The problem is that the kid is dealing with issues of authority. They're also unlikely to be armed because who gives a 45 to a 9-year-old, right?
Yeah.
I've had a 9-year-old. He's 11 now. But I wouldn't hand him a gun, you know? I mean, I do take him out and, you know, he has shot a gun, but he does it under supervision. He doesn't get to carry one on his hip.
Right.
So,
well, I'm not expecting the 9-year-old to be able to defend themselves against.
So what you're saying is that you're comfortable with a situation where a defenseless, unprotected person can be harmed, but when you're in a threatened, even minor, a minor threat of a burglary, somebody's in your house.
I don't look.
You're comfortable shooting them.
Let me clarify that. I'm not going to stop to assess the threat to determine whether or not my life is endangered by this person when my life could be endangered by this person. That's not...
Well, I see where you're coming from. You're saying that if the threat is occurring and ongoing, it's okay to use a weapon to defend yourself. But you're saying...
I would love for a 9-year-old to be able to shoot a rapist that is trying to rape them. I would love that.
But
absolutely.
But you know that that's a highly impractical situation.
But is that a result of culture?
No, it's a result of age.
It's a result of strength.
Of lack of training. Because when I was 9-year-old, I absolutely would have been responsible enough to hold a gun.
You're probably a very rare 9-year-old, and I support
probably.
The 9-year-olds that are responsible
see,
enough
so
to carry
not
a gun.
Age. It's about maturity.
I don't know that most 9-year-olds are strong enough to pull the trigger on a gun that would be high enough caliber to actually do anything.
Well, I mean, a 22s kill more people in America than any other caliber every year.
I mean, you can drop somebody with a 9mm. You can at least make them stop raping you.
Right? Yeah, I think that just firing the gun ought to take care of that. Everybody's deaf now.
Part of my problem is I don't consider someone who has in the past raped children walking around to be a non-threat. Like, just because they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Like, they're not going to sit there and tell you they're going to do it again.
But see, you're applying different standards because of this one thing they did that you really, really disapprove of.
Yes, I do.
Versus somebody who has a DUI or something like that, you know to be doing it again or is going to be likely to do it again. You're applying totally different standards there based on your own moral values, and I'm refusing to do that. I'm saying I don't approve of it in any direction.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We'll still take your calls on this. 855-453.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.